I'm Yvette Mayer, and this is the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm a corporate dropout with a 30-year background in marketing and advertising, who after a breast cancer-style wake-up call realised I felt stuck and drained and longed to feel lit up and liberated. Forward to today, and I am living that reality. I'm an online intuitive business coach with a multi-six-figure business, living as a digital nomad, and supporting my clients, my students, and you to grow online businesses that are profitable, scalable, and impact-driven. If you're ready to feel lit up and liberated as you claim your place as a digital CEO, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a special episode because I have an incredible guest with me, the amazing Liv Morgan from By Liv. Hello, Liv. How are you today?
Hi. Good, Yvette. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Oh, it's such a thrill to be spending time with you. Liv and I have been in the same mastermind for a couple of years, which we finished up with at the end of last year. So we haven't been spending as much time together of late. And to be honest, I'm like, who else was my friend in the mastermind that I want to hang out with? Because it's such an incredible way to both introduce you, my audience, to incredible humans, but also for me selfishly to connect with them. But Liv, I had a real passion for bringing on because she has what I would call a digital business that is monthly recurring revenue, but is product based. And you know, on this podcast, I often talk about digital products and the fact that they enable you to create so much more freedom and profit in your business model and therefore in your life. And this is a twist, but a really important one that I'd love you to explore, especially if you have a product-based business and you love this podcast more for the vibes than the digital product conversation, then this is for you. Liv, can you tell us a bit about your broader business and then we'll kind of talk more about how you've created this monthly membership of sorts?
Yeah, sure. So ByLiv started back in 2014. I was a midwife, but I only worked casually because I had two little people. And I was sewing clothes for my kids because I didn't like the mini me stuff that you could buy. I wanted to sew really fun, bright, colourful stuff. So I was doing that and I was making buttons for said clothes. Yeah. And I thought, oh, gee, these would make cute studs. And so I made some. Yeah. And then my sister-in-law said, oh, you better take them into the shop in town. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no. And I did. And the store owner said, I have to ring my husband. He's my business partner. And I'm like, okay. And she's on the phone. I've got my back to her. And she goes, I've got a local designer in the store. And I'm just there going, I'm not a designer. Like, don't be ridiculous. She bought earrings. She said, I want more, bring more back. And from there, it was never my intention for this to happen. I owned three pairs of earrings myself that I just rotated.
An earring enthusiast, shall we say.
I wasn't. Oh. So I don't know how it really happened, but we went traveling that following year in a caravan with our two little people. So we traveled full time for 2 years and we did markets everywhere we went for those 2 years. And when we drove through a town, I'd walk in with my little box of things to shops, terrified every time of them saying no, but build up a wholesale following that way and then met people from all around Australia and the world who were traveling at markets. So we get back from our travels and I had this.
That was a year?
2 years.
2 years. Oh, gosh. Speaking my digital nomad.
Yes.
Lusting language.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did that for 2 years full time. And then the following 2 years, we spent 4 months in Darwin as well. So it was 4 years of not normal life as, you know, people would have. So by the end of that, we were kind of like, well, there's no point me going back to midwifery because I have this business that's so flexible. And, you know, our eldest had started school. She was in grade 2 when we got back.
Yeah.
And so I just did all the local markets, and I traveled as far as 3 hours away at times to do markets in the city. So we did that for a good few years. Working every weekend when your kids are home on the weekends kind of really sucks. It was fine while we traveled, but when we got back and school started and all that, it was kind of like, oh, I don't actually want to do that.
Yeah. Then,
so I'd had this desire to just take it all online and stop the in-person stuff, but it's really hard to keep up with a busy side of that and build this other thing that needed a lot of attention to, for me to get it to happen. Then COVID hit.
What markets?
Yeah, so I'm in Victoria. It's such a lovely place to be. So it all just literally stopped overnight, and I literally went, holy shit. My husband was only working 3 days a week at that time because I needed him to help me in the business as well. So I was thinking,
can we just stop and say that again? Why was your husband only working 3 days a week?
I needed his help.
Of how successful your earring empire had become.
Absolutely, absolutely, 100%. And so we kind of, I freaked out and thought, well, if this is as bad as what they say it's going to be, no one's going to have any money, no one's going to be able to afford to buy earrings, it's not going to be a priority, Biolive is going to die, is what I thought.
Aww.
And I freaked out. Yeah. So I still had my midwifery registration just. And so I kind of put the feelers out to see if I could get some casual work again. And I said to my husband, you need to go back to work full time right now, like as of next week. I said, we've got to be ready. Yeah, I was ready for it to all just go kaput.
Isn't it crazy how much our inner child can get into a place of not feeling safe and react to behaviour and thinking?
Yep. So, yeah, anyway, I all of a sudden, well, I had two kids at home remote learning too because they're both at school now, but I had the reason to focus on building. I was already online, but it hadn't been a focus of mine. So I had the desire, the need to actually really focus on that. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And then it went crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Instead of my business is dying, it literally exploded. Am I right?
Yes, it literally exploded like crazy, six times what I had been doing in a month at markets online only. So I think my messaging changed with that too because it became more clear what I wanted people to do. You know, I wanted them to treat themselves. I wanted them to feel good. I wanted, you know, I knew how we were all feeling. So my attitude towards what I was creating, what I saw, was not a piece of earring anymore. It was something that is going to make the lady that's receiving this on the other end feel good during a shitty time.
Yeah.
So that was huge. So I think my husband worked full time for maybe 2 months. And then I said, okay, you have to, hey.
Knee-jerk reaction last.
And then I said, yep. And then the knee-jerk reaction was he quit altogether in the middle of a pandemic, and he came home to work full-time in our business and be there with the kids and me. And, yeah, so.
And so I know I take it that you're still, like, that worked.
Yeah, that's what we do now. Although today he's overfishing with our son because
poor thing.
Well, they've got a school fishing trip, and they're always like, "What are you guys up to?" Because they know that we are very flexible.
So, yes, it's just amazing. So your business has retired your husband from his day job.
Yeah, he laughs because he says that he's 46, and he says, we swim in the mornings at 9 o'clock with a group of friends, ocean swimming, and they're all in their 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, and they all laugh at us two 40-year-old semi-retired people. And I'm like, they're all like, gee, you two have got it worked out.
You actually kind of have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like what a life to have created, and all from some buttons.
Some buttons, yep. Some buttons, which I don't make anymore. I don't make button earrings anymore.
I just think it's so inspiring, and I know so many people listening will be like, Holy moly. I'd love to hear, like you made it sound so easy, this shift from markets to explosive online sales. What would you say worked to make that jump marketing-wise?
I think it was that need. I had to make it work. It wasn't an option anymore. I knew that people liked what I created because I did well in person at markets. Yeah. When at markets, there's hundreds of earrings people all around you. So I'm like, okay, if people walk past me and they see me at a market, they like what I do and they buy my earrings. I need to get more eyeballs on my online store. And that's literally what we just did. Yeah. Yeah.
And does that mean organic ads, both?
We did both, definitely both. We did start paid advertising at that time. Yeah. Which during COVID was amazing because everybody was on their phone. So, you know, the return on investment there was huge.
Amazing. Yeah. That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And I really want to get into now, how do you take a earring business and create monthly recurring revenue?
So that happened in 2019. So, yeah, just before I was still doing markets and I had this idea of, because my, I said that when COVID hit, I really saw these as a piece of joy, but my whole reason for making them was to make people feel good. You know, I realized the power of earrings when I started making them and wore new earrings all the time instead of the same old ones. So I wanted to create something. You know, I was a busy mum too. My kids were, how old were they then? 8 and 10. Yeah. And I was, or 7 and 9 or something. You know, it's busy. Life was busy. And I also thought, well, other women are in this same situation as well. So I wanted to create a box that would arrive every month and there's instructions on it that say they have to make a moment with that box. So it's not just a box of earrings. It's a box of surprise earrings that they don't know what's going to be in there. But it's also got other self-care gifts in there as well. So it's all about these busy women, mums and not mums, we've got both, but these busy women just stopping once a month to make 5 minutes for themselves and enjoy this gift that they've chosen to send to themselves every month. Oh, so that is, okay. Yeah. That, and you know, that's one of the things the ladies say they enjoy the most is that they do have to put it aside and wait till later and really enjoy that. So, yeah.
That's a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
do you feel like a membership, a subscription? Like, is there a community part? Like, what, how does it work?
Yeah, we do have, so they get their box every month and then we do have a Facebook community as well. So there's extra gifts each month will sometimes be earring related, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're a guest speaker in our masterclass. Yeah. So last month we had Jackie, who you know as well.
Naturopath.
Yes. She popped in and talked to us about hormones and stress and, you know, why self-care isn't so important on that front. So it's really a space where we just constantly, like we, my team, remind these women what, you know, each day, okay, today you could try and do this, or this week we're going to focus on this. Each month there's a focus and there's challenges, and it's just that keeping in their self-care front of mind. Yeah.
That's amazing. And it must be so much more rewarding for you than a simple product exchange, I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely. The testimonials that you get are just, you know, beautiful. Like, oh, I was having such a shitty day today, Liv, and the postie came and it changed my whole day. I mean, that's amazing to think that, you know.
And then, I mean, I'm all about the ripple effect, but that then creates, if it's a mum, for example, a happier mum who welcomes the kids home from school differently and it sets a whole new tone.
That's right. Yeah.
Effect.
Yep. And I've got ladies who share it with their daughters. Well, one lady who told me just last week, she said, I actually share this with my daughter. This is something that we do together. So for me to know that that little girl is going to know that when you're a mum, it's important to look after yourself and do something nice for you, like how different her journey will be as a mum when she knows she's allowed to do that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. I mean, I love the whole, it's a real experience rather than a purchase, which people are craving in this.
Yeah, definitely.
Busy, like overwhelming world that we find ourselves in, to have that moment of like reflection rather than retrospection, reflection and just take a beat and think about themselves and doing something nice to lift them.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful. But I also just think from a business side, I can imagine that this has really helped you create a bit more freedom in your life.
Oh, definitely. Someone, a mentor once said to me, you've got X amount of customers every month before you even start. So, you know, from a, you know, cash flow point of view, it's good to know that those bills are going to be paid and things like that before the month even starts. So, yeah, it's been a huge game changer from a business point of view.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And were you nervous to create this level? I guess it's kind of a commitment as well, the deliverable of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I still worry if I'm going to run out of ideas or, and every box I create, oh, I hope they like it. Like, you know, there's a lot of pressure to send something out to someone that they haven't selected, but, you know, that is what they love and that's what they sign up for. So I just have to trust myself with that and go with my intuition and, yeah, it's all good. But, yeah, offering it for the first time was very nerve-wracking. But instead of looking at it from the point of view of what I was putting out there, I twisted it around and thought about the opportunity that I was offering to those women. And that made such a big difference in the way that I spoke about it and still do. And now all the testimonials prove that. It's not something that I am saying here, rah, rah, rah. It's something that they actually want and that they actually feel better about. So, yeah.
That's amazing. And I know in my community, some of my very loyal listeners that have product-based businesses will be so grateful that you came on and shared your experience in this area, because I think there's the desire but a lot of fear around it, and to, you know, show you as an expander of someone living this way, retired your husband.
Yeah. And I think we all need to remember when we talk about product-based businesses, I don't know about you, but my toilet paper is on subscription.
Is it?
Yes, who gives a crap? It's the best. Paper gets delivered every few months. Like it's gold. So there is no excuse to say I can't do a subscription with my product. You literally can do a subscription with anything.
Yeah, if you can do it with toilet paper, you can do anything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your journey with us. I love watching you grow and thrive, and I look forward to seeing more of that goodness.
Thank you.
Anything you want to share with the audience before we finish up? Hot tips from Liv?
Hot tips from Liv. Stop thinking small, even if you've just started. Don't ever say, I have a small business. You don't have a small business. You have a business. So, you know, just stop labeling yourself that, because, yeah, it's not small.
Yeah, and, you know, I would refer to your business as an empire.
The vision is an empire of it.
Empire. You've retired your husband and created beautiful monthly recurring revenue and a lifestyle. When we're off air, just before we finish up, I was loving our chat about how you go ocean swimming at 9 a.m. every morning with a bunch of retirees, and they think you are living the life, and you literally are.
We are.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Liv.
Thank you, Yvette.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur podcast. I truly appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate me, why not jump on into iTunes and leave me a review? 5-star would be nice. Share it on social media. I can't wait to get to know you. Jump into my DM on the gram anytime at @YvetteMayer_. Other than that, there's a boatload of info in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears soon. Bye for now.